All right, diving in today, we've got this YouTube video all about the entrepreneurial mindset. So many speakers, so many different perspectives. Should be fun to break it all down.
Yeah, I was really struck by, it's not just the usual, like, business tips. It's like they really get into the mindsets and the beliefs
Oh, yeah.
that shape success,
Glamour.
You know, the mental tools.
Yeah, it's like a whole mental toolkit they're giving us.
Yeah.
So one of the speakers talking about how rich people just have a different relationship with money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not afraid to spend and invest. It's all about growth,
mm-hmm.
not like holding on to every dollar.
Right. I think that's a good point, but it's also like they have a different capacity for risk, right? They're in a position to
Right.
make bigger moves.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's a key takeaway here for everyone, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And it's don't be afraid to reinvest those profits.
Exactly.
The big focus on that long-term growth. Like the Coca-Cola example they gave.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about hoarding cash. They're planting themselves everywhere, buying planes, not for luxury, but to set up new headquarters.
Yeah, and it highlights this shift from like what we call scarcity thinking to abundance thinking.
Oh, interesting.
You know, instead of seeing money as this finite thing, they see it as a tool to generate more wealth.
I like that.
So thinking about your own ventures, where do you see that scarcity mindset maybe holding you back?
Ooh, that's a good question for everyone listening out there.
Yeah.
Now, the next speaker goes into this idea of a reserved seat, like finding your unique purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying true wealth comes from aligning your actions with that purpose,
yeah.
Not just chasing material possessions.
And that ties in beautifully with what we were just saying, right?
So, yeah.
Like when you're driven by purpose, money often becomes a natural byproduct.
Yeah,
it's not the goal in itself. It's the fuel.
It's the fuel for the journey.
Mm.
And he said it so well. If you sit in someone else's seat, you'll feel depressed and meaningless.
Yeah, it's about finding that sweet spot where your passions and skills meet the world's needs.
Right? Absolutely.
What makes you feel truly alive? What impact do you want to have?
Big questions.
Yeah.
That's what deep dives are for. Now, this next speaker caught my eye with the rule of 100.
Okay.
It's basically taking 100 focused actions every single day.
Wow.
For 100 days to master a skill.
That's intense.
It is.
But I think it underscores the importance of consistent action.
Yes.
Deliberate practice and like getting comfortable with failure as part of the process.
It's not about being perfect. It's about getting better.
Exactly.
He had this great analogy. Just like you get better at squats with more reps, you get better at business with consistent action.
Mm-hmm. You build those entrepreneurial muscles through repetition.
So what's one thing you could do consistently starting today to move towards your goals?
Ooh. Another good one.
Another one to ponder right now. This is where things get interesting. One speaker compared the impact of AI on business to an asteroid hitting Earth. I know, right?
That's a pretty dramatic comparison.
It is, but it really captures the magnitude of the change that's happening.
Yeah, he even brought up this role, the chief AI officer.
The what?
I know, right? Chief AI officer.
Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
I know. What do they even DO?
Seriously.
So from what I gathered, it seems like they're responsible for like guiding the company's AI strategy, understanding these complex tools and like how to implement them effectively.
So they're like the AI whisperer.
Basically, yeah. He was talking about using AI for everything from marketing and content creation to even HR tasks.
That's wild. I mean, the potential of these tools is just mind-blowing. You've called them microwaves for learning.
Microwaves for learning.
Accelerating our ability to adapt and innovate.
I like that.
It makes you wonder, how could you leverage AI to boost your productivity or achieve your goals?
Yeah, the possibilities are really endless.
Seriously endless. But it's not about replacing human ingenuity. It's about amplifying it, right? Okay, now this last point for the video really resonated with me.
Okay.
One of the speakers shared a very personal story about his father getting sober.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hit me how someone else's mess can actually be their qualification to help others.
Yeah, it's a powerful point. It's about embracing vulnerability and seeing our past struggles not as failures, but as qualifications.
Qualifications, I love that.
Yeah, to help others.
And he mentioned that the people who helped his father through those tough times were probably dealing with their own stuff.
Right.
It's humbling to think that we never know the impact we might have on someone else. Especially when we're willing to be vulnerable and share our own stories.
That's so true. It's about recognizing our shared humanity, that we're all on this journey of growth and learning together.
And he asked this really powerful question. Who are you in those quiet moments when human beings need you?
That's a good one.
It really challenges us to look beyond the titles and accomplishments and ask who we really are at our core.
Yeah, and it's about recognizing the value of our unique experiences, even the difficult ones, right?
Yeah.
What are your experiences that could be turned into strengths to help others?
It's about reframing those perceived flaws and finding the power within our own stories.
Absolutely. Back again for more entrepreneurial wisdom.
I'm loving these speakers. They're not just talking business. It's like life lessons woven in.
Oh, for sure. And you know that story about this speaker's dad getting sober?
Yeah.
Like how someone's mess becomes their qualification to help others. It's powerful.
Really makes you think about how our past experiences, even the tough ones, shape us. You know?
Totally. And he even mentioned that the people who helped his dad, they were probably going through their own stuff too.
It's like we never really know what someone else is carrying.
Right. And that's why being vulnerable, sharing our stories, it can have such a ripple effect. It
makes you realize we're all just figuring it out together.
Mm-hmm. That shared humanity.
Absolutely. Now, another point that resonated was about taking action, like really doing something with what you learn.
Oh, yeah. He talked about people getting stuck just consuming information.
Right. Like mentally masturbating was his phrase.
Yeah.
Kind of blunt, but
it's true, though. So many people get caught up in the ideas, but don't take the steps to actually apply them.
And he really hammered home the importance of focus, like picking one thing and giving it your all.
He brought up the rule of 100 again, remember?
Yeah, 100 focus actions a day for 100 days.
It sounds intense, but it creates structure, clarity, you know?
It's about building momentum, not getting overwhelmed, trying to do everything at once.
Exactly. So what's one thing you could commit to doing consistently for 100 days, starting today?
Ooh, good question. All right, let's see. Another speaker had some advice for those feeling overwhelmed by all the options. Like, where do you even start?
He said, even though everything looks like an opportunity, not all of them will work unless you pick one and focus, right?
Yeah, start small. One product, one audience, one channel.
Simplify, build a solid foundation, then expand.
Makes sense. He also talked about mastering advertising and selling, like dedicating time each day to get better at those skills.
Mm-hmm. Those are the essentials.
Constant learning, right.
Always got to be improving. Now, this next point, he said, take directionally correct actions, even if you're not 100% sure.
So don't get stuck in analysis paralysis. Just take this step.
Imperfect action is better than no action. You learn as you go.
So true. I've definitely been guilty of overthinking things in the past.
We all have. He even said most successful entrepreneurs have a graveyard of failures behind them.
A graveyard of failures. Wow. That's
about resilience, you know?
Yeah.
Embracing the setbacks is part of the process.
So what's one imperfect action you could take today to move closer to your goals? Think about that. Okay, ready for the final stretch of this deep dive. There were some really powerful points in this video.
Yeah, a lot to unpack.
I love that analogy about life being a journey toward meeting the person you're destined to become.
Oh, yeah. Like heaven is meeting them and realizing you're identical twins, and hell is meeting them and feeling like strangers. Intense, right?
It really makes you think, am I on the right path?
Are we making choices that align with who we want to be?
Exactly.
It's a constant check-in. You know, is this moving me closer or further from that person I'm meant to be?
Such a good question to ask ourselves regularly.
For sure.
Another speaker shared a story about his dad who had overcome alcoholism. And his philosophy was so simple but profound. You will dwell in what you dwell on.
Mm-hmm. He chose to focus on the positive, like spending time with his son, not dwelling on what he didn't have.
And it's a reminder that our thoughts really do shape our reality, you know?
Oh, absolutely. If we focus on negativity, that's what we'll attract.
But if we choose gratitude, abundance, possibility, that opens up a whole new world.
Exactly. It's about cultivating that positive outlook, even when things are tough.
He also talked about the importance of having a strong value system like his dad. Instilled in him the value of education, hard work, making a contribution.
Those are the foundations.
Yeah, and he even asked, is there any excuse for an adult not to get an A out of life?
Wow.
Not just grades, but striving for excellence in all areas. Relationships, work, personal growth.
Stepping into our full potential.
Yeah. And then another speaker who had achieved some massive success, he talked about the importance of being flexible, adapting to change.
Whoa, that's crucial.
Like pivot when things aren't working. Embrace change as a constant.
Especially in the entrepreneurial world, things are always shifting.
And he had some powerful words for anyone battling self-doubt.
What did he say?
He said, nobody can beat you but you. And nobody can stop you but you.
Love that it's about taking ownership recognizing our own power.
We put so many limitations on ourselves.
We do. It's about breaking free from that.
And one last thing that stuck with me. Write down your goals, your visions.
Oh, make it tangible.
Yeah, one speaker said he wrote his goals on tablets so he could see them every day.
Visual reminder keeps you focused.
It's about taking those dreams and bringing them into the physical world. Wow, what a deep dive this has been.
Seriously, we covered everything from mindset to purpose to taking action, resilience, self-belief.
So much to think about. But before we wrap up, I want to leave everyone with one final thought.
Okay.
One speaker said, you are a part of a legacy.
Powerful.
So what legacy do you want to leave on the world? What impact do you want to make?
That's a question we can all carry with us.
And that's a wrap on this deep dive into the entrepreneurial mindset. Thanks for joining us.
Hope you got some valuable insights. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.
Until next time.